following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Valley Orthopedics Tip-Off Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Volunteer basketball. The girls just picking up a big victory if you're just now joining us. And I appreciate Coach Chris Herron jumping in here doing the play-by-play duties. As I had some unexpected duties that I had to go take care of, got back. I mean, I got you started and come on the end, but I was able to listen a lot as I had to go take care of business. And first of all, y'all done a great job, and it was a very exciting game before we move into the – and a big game for the Volunteer girls, as that solidifies them as the number two seed and a chance – to tie Briarwood with a win tomorrow night against Briarwood.
What would, if we win tomorrow night, what will happen?
It'll be a coin flip, I would think, because there's no way to beat the tiebreakers. So it'd be both of us would be us and obviously
Briarwood
would be in a coin flip. We'd both have one loss. And talking about that, Coach, going into the boys' game, Sylacauga defeated Briarwood by 3, I think it was, last night. So Briarwood, or Sylacauga's already locked up the number one seed in boys, but the Volunteers need to pick up a big win tonight and stay in that 2-3 seed, as it looks like us and Briarwood will be facing off.
Yeah, we'll be playing them, it looks like, the first game of the area tournament, and of course, it'll be that first game will be an elimination game for one of those two teams. So we'll get to finish this game tonight and then play Briarwood tomorrow night, and then we'll play them again in a couple of weeks, more than likely.
Absolutely. But, you know, the Volunteer boys, big victory last week over Sylacauga on Friday that's really kind of shaped, you know, gave them an opportunity to win. But obviously, you know, Sylacauga ends up going undefeated. They still got one more game. I think they may have a game against Shelby County tomorrow night. But even if they fall in that game, it's still going to be Sylacauga's already wrapped up that area title. So, but the Volunteers really need to pick up a win tonight. They want to make sure they stay in that 2-3 seed. They have an opportunity to be a 2 all the way down to a 4 if they were to lose 2 games. So really, really need to pick up the victory tonight.
Yeah, it's a big game, and, you know, you want to play well, particularly on the road. And, you know, if we're going to have to play this at Sylacauga, then I think playing this road game will help us in that regard, you know, not playing on our own floor. So it's a big game tonight. We've already defeated them one time pretty handily. So, you know, if we take care of business tonight, we'll be ready for that big game tomorrow night with Briarwood.
We're a couple of minutes away from the opening tip of tonight's boys' action, so we want you to stick with us right here on Classic Country 90.9 for Central High School of Clay County Volunteer Basketball, as the Volunteers have traveled down to Shelby County to Columbia, Alabama, to take on the Shelby County Wildcats. Girls just wrapped up with a big area win. Let's see if the boys can do the same. Stick with us right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Getting a loan from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is so easy, anyone can do it. Is it Get Right, Charlie? Whether you need a personal loan, home equity loan, auto loan, or credit card, you can easily apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or through our apps. Sign your forms online and save yourself a trip to the branch. Now that will make your tail wag. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 464059.
Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine serves the greater Coosa Valley and East Central Alabama area. Dr. Anthony Troppiano and his team at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine focus on orthopedic care. care, and sports medicine, offering treatment for various conditions related to bones, joints, and muscles. With a commitment to comprehensive care, Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine supports individuals with medical needs related to orthopedic health. More information is online at cbhelp.net.
This is Clay Central Basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Penhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. Now, here's color analyst Coach Jerry Weems and the voice of Clay Central High School Athletics, Rusty Taylor.
Good to be back here on Classic Country 90.9 for Volunteer Basketball as we're covering the Volunteers game down at Shelby County against the Shelby County Wildcats. The girls just picking it. Coach, looking back real quick at last Friday night's game against Sylacauga, kind of a change with the starting lineup. We've just seen the starting lineup. It's the same group. A key contributor last Friday night that really made a difference. It's going to be interesting to see if he does again tonight. Calvin Simmons really let his presence be known down there low and really getting a lot of rebounds and defensively. And let's see if that was a key difference for defensively and offensively for the Volunteers.
He affected Sylacauga's offense with his size in there, a couple of blocks, and then his rebounding. So we'll see how that translates into this game tonight.
He'll be tipping against Duncan Tyson at the middle of the floor right here as we get things underway. The opening tip goes up and is controlled by the Volunteers as Soap Gibbons goes all the way back to the baseline to get it. Up to Caden Glenn on the left wing, back over to Soap Gibbons. Alley-oop right off the bat. Open look for Simmons, but he's unable to get it to go. The alley-oop pass just a little high.
Yeah, it was that set play that we executed two or three times in the game last week, but it didn't work that time.
With the basketball there, Sutton Reed, a key player for the Wildcats. There's a steal. Simmons has a steal, and Coach slowly hands it off. And there's a runner by Zion Ewell up, no good, doesn't hit anything. Rebound goes to the Wildcats.
Simmons had thoughts of taking that, and then he thought better of it.
There's a steal by Kevin Cherry. Cherry cuts in front of the pass. He's up the floor, sidesteps a man, drives to the basket, and he's going to be called for the charge. Basket went in, but number zero, Andrus McGinnis, takes the charge, and that'll be the first foul on Cherry.
Well, I'm not so sure McGinnis was not too far under the basket. Of course,
that's not a rule in high school.
We don't have that little semicircle there, but still, that's unfair to the offensive player, I think.
Volunteers looking to trap in the backcourt. Shelby County gets by that, but then throws it out of bounds and turns it over.
Consecutive trips that the Wildcats have turned the ball over.
See if the Vols can get on the scoreboard here. 7:04 to go, first period, no score. Vols looking to try to pick up another big area win. Vols really, really looked a lot better last Friday night and looked like getting things together. There's an open three-pointer. No good, but the long rebound goes backside to Zion Ewell. Down to Kevin Cherry. Cherry's jumper in and out. Rebound to number 23, and that is Duncan Tyson, and the Wildcats are on the move. Wildcats back up the floor, back over to Tyson at the top of the key. Tyson kicks it over in the corner to McGinnis. McGinnis back to Sutton Reed. Reed over to Tyson. In the right corner, that's McGinnis. McGinnis drives baseline, and he's going to be called for the travel as he looked to sidestep Calvin Simmons.
Well, what the Volunteers like to do against a 2-3 defense is they keep flashing a man into that post, high post area, and normally it's Kevin Cherry.
There's the ball on the inbounds. Lazy pass, and there's a shot blocked. We talked about Simmons, Coach, a lay-in block by Simmons that time. Over to Kevin Cherry, back up the floor. Kevin's six-foot jumper, short, no good. Volunteers got a lid on the bucket for them right now as they've taken some good shots. There's Reed's three-pointer. It rims out, no good, long rebound. Out to Caden Glenn. Glenn drives all the way to the basket, and they're going to call him for a charge, Coach. I don't know about that. Does it look to me like clearly, McGinnis takes his second charge, but looks like he just cut right in front of Caden Glenn at the last minute to me.
Yeah, it looked like he was moving. He moved in after Glenn made his move. But right now, both teams struggling. We're played over 2 minutes, and nobody's got anything on the board yet.
5:52 to go. No score here. Two fouls already on the Volunteers, both of them offensive fouls. We're going to get a steal on the inbounds play. And that's going to – good job by Zion Newell to look down to Soap Gibbons, and Gibbons lays it up and in, and the Vols are up 2-0. We got a stoppage of play here. I guess he was fouled on the shot and a chance for an one, Coach.
Well, he was, and I didn't get who the foul was on. Right now, we haven't played 3 minutes yet, and each team has six turnovers.
Gibbons misses the
right?
Free throw.
Five.
Calvin Simmons – gets the rebound, put back, no good. Rebound goes now to the Wildcats, and the Wildcats back on the move. Look down low, back outside. The number five, Sutton Reed, his three-pointer bounds high off the rim. Rebound back to Shelby County, number four, Nate Byrne. And there's a travel.
That makes six turnovers already for Shelby County and five for Clay Central. 11 turnovers already.
And we're at the 5:24 mark of the first, and the score kind of shows you a little bit about that, 2-0. Bosses have some good looks at shots, just unable to get them to go.
I think it's the cold weather that's affected both teams. They'll warm up in just a moment.
Soap Gibbons up to Caden Glenn. You know, because of the weather, Coach, it's been a while since we played. And that can cause a little problem,
too. It's kind of disrupted practice as well.
Over to Zion Newell on the right wing, down to Kevin Cherry in the corner. Cherry, spin move, back out to Newell. Open three-pointer is good, and the Vols lead 5-2. Good job there by Zion Newell knocking down the three-pointer.
Yeah, Zion was patient, waiting on that, and finally got it.
Down the floor is McGinnis. McGinnis over to Reed. Reed dribbles up top of the key, guarded by Kevin Cherry. He throws it down to McGinnis. McGinnis drive. Gets it, and Calvin Simmons, again, that's two blocks already Calvin Simmons.
He's a force in there on defense.
Right now, all the starters still in for the Vols, but as I say that, Coach Josh Giddens calls him three off of the bench.
And here they come.
We're going to see LaDamian Boyd, also Braxton Young, and number five, Damari Whetstone. Two of these normal starters, and Damari's usually quick off the bench, so. This new grouping's really made things interesting for the Volunteers. Open three-point look here by Nate Byrne. It does it go. Rebound to Kevin Cherry. He's out to Gibbons. Gibbons looks across the floor. Braxton Young a little slow coming down the floor. He had a cut to the basket and just really wasn't expecting the pass, I don't think.
Well, and plus it was a long pass from one side of the floor to the other.
But another turnover, and I think that'll even the turnovers at six. Right now, some sloppy play. McGinnis with the basketball. McGinnis back across to Sutton Reed. Reed over to Byrne. Back to Reed. Reed. Dangerous pass, but gets it to McGinnis. McGinnis with a good spin move. The basket does not go, but there is a foul, and that's going to be called on number five, Damari Whetstone.
Yeah, Whetstone picking up his first. Just checked in a moment ago, and it'll send McGinnis to the free throw line for a couple.
4:11 to go, opening period. Vols lead 5-0 over the Shelby County Wildcats. McGinnis' first free throw is no good.
Still no points for the Wildcats, and we're only 11 seconds away from the midway point of the first quarter. But after saying that, he'll probably make this one.
Yeah, you talked him right into this one, Coach. McGinnis is second. It's good. I don't know why you did
it's
it,
like
but you did
work,
it. Yeah, it really is. It seems that way. It's wild. Volunteers look to beat the press look here from the Wildcats. Probably a change after a dead ball there. Over to Gibbons. Gibbons looks down to Whetstone. Whetstone looks back across, back to Soap Gibbons, back over to Braxton Young. Young to Gibbons. Gibbons cutting to the basket is Cherry. Cherry's shot up and good. Got the shooter's roll, and it rolls in. The balls are up by 6-7-1.
Yeah, Cherry broke right into the lane there and received that pass for an easy shot.
Wildcats look to get it up the floor. That's McGinnis. McGinnis is guarded by Kevin Cherry. Having trouble dribbling the basketball, he'll give it up to Byrne. Back over to number 12, that's Caleb Enfinger. Enfinger down to Lawson Starnes, and we're going to get a foul called on the floor, and that's quickly four fouls on the Volunteers.
That one goes on Braxton Young.
The next foul will send Shelby County to the line shooting two. Keep that in mind. Vols lead 7-1, 3:16 to go. If you're just now joining us, you're listening to Classic Country 90.9 in Volunteer basketball. Volunteer girls picked up a big victory a little bit earlier, and now the boys in action. There's one thrown back court. Braxton Young's going to go get it and go try to lay it in. He's fouled. He'll be fouled by number three, I believe it is. It is number three. That's Ryan Sipes. That'll send Braxton to the line shooting two.
Yeah, Sipes chased him down and fouled him from behind, and Young will go to the line with a couple of free throws here.
3:05 to go. Braxton's first free throw's up, no good. Like he kind of fired that one a little quick. Just looked a little out of the rhythm there. Coach, as a basketball players are accustomed to playing, and, you know, we hadn't played in almost a week. Probably the longest break since the holidays.
Yeah, since last Friday.
So, and that may be causing a little bit of this rust we're seeing on the Volunteer squad.
And like we mentioned, we missed a day. I know we missed one day of practice.
There's a ball deflected out of bounds by Kevin Cherry. And the Wildcats have an inbound play on their own baseline. They get it inbounded back over in the corner to Byrne. Byrne back to Sutton Reed. His shot no good. Right now, they're getting some good looks, Coach, just unable to get them to fall. There's another three-pointer. No good. Shelby County taking some good-looking open threes. They're just not falling for
Reed them. Hit a couple last time we played them.
Look down to LaDamian Boyd, back to Soap Gibbons. Gibbons got by with a little shift of the foot himself, I do believe, there. But that ball's going to be last touched by Damari Whetstone out of bounds, and that's where the Wildcats will get it. There's a number 15, I think. I don't have a 15.
Isaiah Garner.
Okay, Garner. Okay, I got you. He's on my roster as a 14. I think we dealt with that last time. That's the reason you got it right, I guess. There's a drive to the basket thrown away by Soap Gibbons. Intercepts it, but unable to save it in. Tried to throw it off of a Wildcat, but he missed him.
Yeah, I'm attributing the poor shooting to the weather, the missed time.
There's a good inbounds play, and it's laid up and in by Duncan Tyson, and the Wildcats cut into that lead. Ball's lead by 4-7-3, 2 minutes to go here in the opening period against the Volunteers facing the Shelby County Wildcats. Ball's being real patient on offense right now. And I say that.
That was an ugly-looking shot by Soap.
Throwed one about three-quarters way up the backboard. Now we're going to get a charge on the other end. I'm going to tell you, Caden Glenn does a great job of getting in position and taking a lot of charges, and he took one right there.
And that was Tyson trying to force his way in there, but Glenn had him cut off and in good position.
We're at the 1:41 mark of the opening period. Balls lead 7-3 over the Shelby County Wildcats. You're listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. It's Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herring keeping stats for us and actually calling play-by-play in the girls' action. We have to keep him fresh. We just
Coach Herring right now is run down after doing that game.
You've done a great job. There's a good three-pointer does not go there. There's a putback, no good, partially blocked by LaDamian Boyd, but Caden Glenn got a good three-point look, and it just did not fall. McGinnis, that looked like too many steps, but no call. There's going to be another charge. You know, McGinnis was the player that took two charges earlier, and now he comes and hands off two, or he handed that one off. I think that was McGinnis.
Yeah, it was.
Now we're evened up on the foul total at four, so next foul, either team will be at the free throw line. But it's just 105 to go here in the opening period.
Yeah, we won't get to shoot two for long, then we'll start over on that five count.
Braxton Young over to Zy Newell. Newell top of the key over to Caden Glenn, left wing, over in the corner there to Braxton Young. Young dribbles back to Glenn. Back to Newell. Playing a four-out look now over to Braxton Young. Got LaDamian Boyd down in the paint. Ball's being really patient. Get it down to Whetstone. Whetstone's runner's no good.
Right in front of the rim there, and he couldn't get it to go.
We've took some good shots, Coach, but they're just not falling. They'll start to fall, though, if we keep getting those type shots. There's Reed with a basketball. Reed, we leave a wide open three-point shooter. It hits backboard, no good. That's Duncan Tyson. Balls with a rebound. It looks like the Vols will probably try to take the last shot of the quarter here. 9 seconds. Over to Caden Glenn. Open three-point look. It does not go. Long rebound out to McGinnis. McGinnis looks to pass. Runner up off the side of the backboard. No good. And not much happened in the first quarter, but the Volunteers lead 7-3. We'll take a quick break and come back with a second right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network. Buddy Sports Country is your local dealer of Benelli, Browning, and Glock Firearms. They add more selection and new products almost daily inside the huge showroom. They even feature some used firearms as well. Buddy's also offers a full stock of ammo, plus they have a wide range of fishing supplies. Open 8 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Buddy Sports Country, located on Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
Tires are an investment, and you can extend the life of your tires with proper alignment. Highway 9 Tire in Lineville now has a calibrated four-post alignment rack for front and rear alignments. This all-new alignment rack works on the newest models and even the antique cars. The phone number for Highway 9 Tire is 256-396-3040. They also offer a full-time mechanic to keep you rolling down the road. Highway 9 Tire is also your local Exmark dealer and is proud to support Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Integrity Cabinets. Integrity's promise is to always conduct business with integrity. Integrity Cabinets on Highway 49 in Lineville.
We welcome you back into the baskets. Caden Glenn lays it up and in, Coach. I know you got some stats. Ball's lead 9-3.
Well, I do,
And on the other end, the Wildcats lay it up and in. That's number 12. That's Caleb Enfinger.
The turnover situation, there were 16 combined. They had 9. We had 7 turnovers. And the good news, we only gave up 3 points in that quarter. But the bad news is we only scored 7. So maybe things will change. I know if we can keep holding them.
There's a foul by number 10, Lawson Storms.
If we can keep holding them to 3 points of a quarter, I'd say we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, we're only 7:29 in. Both of us has already hit a basket, so things are starting a little different here in the second quarter.
Yeah, it's going to heat up.
There's a ball almost lost by the Volunteers, but Soap Gibbons ends up with it. His runner lay up high off the glass. That's a good-looking shot by Gibbons, and the balls are up 11-5.
Yeah, Soap's got a good – he may have a patent on that shot, putting it up high on that board and letting it drop in.
Wildcats with the basketball over in the left corner. Zy Newell playing some really strong defense. And there's McGinnis. He got Calvin. That's one thing. Simmons is a shot blocker, but he's pretty easy to get up in the air, and that's what Andrew McGinnis gets him. Andres McGinnis gets him up in the air there and gets him to fouling.
Well, most shot blockers will fall for that pump fake every time.
McGinnis's first free throw is no good.
McGinnis 1 for 3 at the line.
You're not going to talk him into this one? You didn't. I appreciate that.
I did that on purpose.
You held back there, didn't you? And just
I Gibbons, thought he shuffled his
feet. Gibbons travels, just turns it over right there in front of Coach Giddens.
He received the inbound pass and then took a little jab step before he dribbled, and the official caught him.
That'll be a turnover to the Wildcats. Vols lead by 6, 11-5. As we see Ryan Sipes entering the game.
I like their jerseys. You know, they're the Wildcats, and it's got cats on the front of their jersey in big letters, script letters.
Well, Coach, after seeing those charcoal gray jersey of the Volunteer girls early, they looked really good.
Yeah, you couldn't see the numbers.
You can't see numbers. It's hard, but we can easily see what's going on in this game.
It's just like our gray football jerseys. It's just hard to see them.
Wildcats with the basketball, long three-pointer. There's Simmons with his third block of the night. He sends that one up into the bleachers. On a three-point shot that time. And that one was college, outside of college territory there.
Yeah, that'll make him think when he gets set for his next shot.
There's McGinnis. Drive to the basket. I think we thought he traveled there, but.
Well, McGinnis went right down the lane unopposed there and laid it in.
And the lead cut down to 4 again, 11-7. Zy Newell over to Caden Glenn. Glenn back over. That's Cherry on the right wing with the basketball. 6:04 to go in the first half. Balls lead 11-7. Back over to Zy Newell. Newell, good pass down to Kevin Simmons, and he lays it up and in. Good job there.
Nice delivery.
Zy looks like a different player starting. Sometimes you have players that do that, don't you,
Coach? And, you know, he's only come on in the last 3 or 4 games. Playing a lot.
Speaking, he gets a steal, cuts in front of the pass. He goes all the way to the basket, lays it up, and it does not fall.
Mr. Gimme.
Left it on the front rim. We're going to get a timeout here. As they take this Poultry Slough timeout, we'll take it with them. 5:29 to go here in the first half. Vol boys lead 13-7. Shelby County, I have the basketball when we come back right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Frank's Point of View, a hidden gem overlooking Talladega National Forest. Enjoy endless views, stunning sunsets, and starry nights. Each spacious RV site includes a picnic table, sun canopy, privacy panel, fire pit, and hammock hooks. Hike miles of scenic trails and let your four-legged friends roam free. Frank's Point of View is online at frankspointofview.com. Phone number 256-456-5800. Frank's Point of View, your perfect getaway awaits.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 for Volunteer Basketball. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron keeping stats. And Shelby County with the basketball. There's a steal. Kevin Cherry with the steal. Up the floor. Cherry over to Zy Newell. Back to Kevin Cherry. Back to Soap Gibbons. 5:10 to go first half. Over to Caden Glenn. Jumper for Kevin Cherry, no good, missed badly, and the Wildcats with the rebound.
Yeah, Cherry received that ball right in that dead spot of the zone where he likes it, but didn't get off a very good shot.
There's an open three-point look for Sylacauga. It doesn't go. Kevin Cherry with the rebound. Ball's back up the floor. Layup and in by Calvin Simmons. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We come back. There's a ball tipped out of bounds, but it's last touch by the Wildcats.
Went off his leg, and, you know, that last trip down, Gibbons made a great pass, a bounce pass in there to Simmons for the lay-in.
Simmons again, we mentioned it last Friday, a big night, and he's starting off this at tonight with another night, good night. Ball's up 15-7. Caden Glenn thought about the long three, and then that was just not a – I don't know where he was even throwing that pass.
I don't know on that one.
It was off the leg of a Volunteer. Open three-pointer, rims out, rebound, Soap Gibbons. Yeah, Caden Glenn was – there's Zion Newell, open three-pointer, and he drains it, and that's his second of the night. Vols' largest lead of the night, 18-7. They're up by double digits for the first time.
And right now we're fortunate, Rusty, that, you know, we got an 11-point lead, but they have really struggled from the three-point line.
They've took some wide-open looks, yeah. A bunch of them. And if they ever start hitting, Coach, they can get in this game quick.
And they made a run at us in the second half of that last game, if you'll remember.
But right now the Vols lead 18-7, 3:48 to go first half. Over to 12, even Infinger. Infinger drives down to the baseline, kicks it back out to Reed. Reed's pass cross court, floor, rims out, no good. We couldn't gather up the rebound. They get a lay-in, miss it, and the Volunteers get it this time. We had two guys wide open in the lane with no defenders, and we were not looking down there. Over to Braxton Young. Braxton Young will fire up the three-pointer, and he drains it. Volunteers getting hot from three-point land, and they lead by 14, 21-7.
That's three so far in the game for the Vols.
There's Kevin Cherry with a block up against the wall on the other end, and trying to quickly get down the floor was the Wildcats and McGinnis, but that shot's blocked by Kevin Cherry. Over to number 24. I don't have a 24. Do you have one of those?
I don't.
Young player. I think maybe sometimes a B-teamer. There's a shot by number three up. No good. That was Sipes. Rebound to Kevin Cherry. High above the rim to go up and get that rebound. Cross court. Braxton Young. Open three-point look again. That one does not go. Rebound. Fight for it. We're going to have a tie-up. Possession error is in favor of the Wildcats.
Sipes and Whetstone got involved in that jump ball situation, and it'll be Volunteer basketball.
Well, I had the possession error wrong there. The Volunteers will get the possession. 21-7, the ball's lead. Up to Braxton Young, over to Kevin Cherry. Open look here for Soap Gibbons. That shot does not go. Whetstone causes a turnover and then turns it right back over. There's a ball thrown and LaDamian Boyd intercepts that, another turnover the other way. Cherry quickly comes up and fires up a shot. We're getting kind of out of sorts here.
Well, the rhythm, there's no rhythm for either team, really.
Wildcats with the basketball. That's 24 at the top of the key, over to Reed on the right wing. Reed guarded by Braxton Young. Reed shot up, no good. Rebound, Soap Gibbons. They keep firing them up, Coach. They're bound to hit one in a little bit.
Well, Reed, you can tell, he shoots a lot of them. He did the last time we played them.
Braxton Young shoots his, and it doesn't go.
Braxton's trying to keep a Reed on attempts here.
Braxton did make one a little bit earlier, but he's missed his last two. I think he's 1-for-3 on the three.
But you know the thing about it, we have, you know, we're not making them, but we actually have not seen a bad shot yet.
No, they're not. We're not forcing them.
Yeah.
Now we've saw our share of bad passes. Braxton Young over to Whetstone. Whetstone gets the four-footer to go, and the Volunteers are up 23-7.
Yeah, Whetstone kind of got it, worked his way down closer after he received that pass for that shot.
Wildcats with the basketball. Drive down low. The ball is lost, and it's saved by the Vols, but back into the Wildcats, and going to be a foul called on Caden Glenn. I know he called it on number 11, didn't he?
I think he did.
Braxton Young.
Two on Braxton.
Second team foul here in the period. Only 1:23 to go. Not a lot of fouls in this second period. There's an open look for number zero, McGinnis. It does it go. They get the ball.
How are they getting these rebounds?
I don't know. And there's finally a three-pointer made. Nate Byrne drains one. I think we're not hustling, Coach, if I'm just going to be perfectly clear. It almost looks like a good practice right here is what it looks like.
Well, it's almost halftime, and they've got four field goals.
There's a three-pointer up by Soap Gibbons. It does it go. Braxton Young with a basketball. Young looks down to Gibbons. Gibbons is fouled on the floor. And Shelby County coach not real pleased right now with his team.
It was on the foul went on 32 Lawson. Was that not a shooting foul?
They called it on the floor right off the bat. I think they called him on the first bump, Coach, and Soap continued to the basket. Soap, inbounds play, wide open three-pointer, does not go, fight for the rebound, still loose. Calvin Simmons comes out with it. Simmons the better rebounder for sure for the Volunteers right now. There's the runner-up, and there Simmons comes out with another rebound. Whetstone missed a shot, but Simmons there, and we're down to just 22 seconds to go in this first half.
We're rebounding better on the offensive end than we are on the defensive end.
There's Zion Ewell with another open shot. It doesn't go, and that's Simmons. And Simmons jams it up, gets the rebound, goes in with a dunk, and the Vols are up 25-10.
I like that play. I like rebounding and slamming it in. That's a statement.
A one-step and layer in, and hammer home with two hands is always good.
Yeah, why fool with a little bank shot? Just slam it in.
That's right. 7 seconds to go here, first half. Vols lead by 15, 25-10. The ball's inbounding to the Wildcats. Three looking to get off a shot. They'll get off a runner. It's no good. And the Volunteers have a big lead at the half, 25-10. Right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. We'll take a break. We'll come back and move into some stats here on Classic Country 90.9.
Simple, fast, accurate. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We know life moves fast, and that's why we've made banking simple. With our cutting-edge mobile app, you can manage your finances anytime from anywhere life takes you, like paying bills, transferring funds, and even check deposits right from your phone. Banking that fits your lifestyle. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a new year with new goals and plenty of New Year's resolutions. It's a great time to take a look at your monthly expenses and just do a reset. First Capital Insurance in Lineville could be a great place to start. First Capital Insurance works with several insurance companies to find a plan that fits your needs and your budget. The phone number for First Capital Insurance is 256-396-2131, and they're located at 575 College Street in Lineville. First Capital Insurance is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lionville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is the Coosa Valley Wound Care Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Well, then, job.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 Volunteer Basketball. This is Rusty Taylor, joined by Coach Jerry Weems as normal doing color. And we had our girls game play-by-play guy over there doing some stats. Coach Chris Aaron, I think he's still recovering from them, totaling up some stats there. Still recovering from that first game,
give
Coach.
Out.
But you got some interesting stats here to share with us for this first half as the Vols lead 25-10 over the Shelby County Wildcats.
Well, first of all, Shelby County, four field goals the entire first half. And we talked about this off the air a while ago. They've hit one three-pointer. And I would love to know. We're not keeping a shot chart, but I would love to know how many they have actually shot. You know, somewhere near 20 for sure. So their field goal percentage from beyond the arc is not very good tonight. And then only three 2-point baskets. So they've really struggled on the offensive end of the floor. And right now, McGinnis has a field goal and a free throw, and Byrne has a three-pointer, and that's their scoring other than Infinger getting a putback for them. When you look at the Volunteer scoring, they've got Zion Newell has hit a couple of threes for 6 points. Calvin Simmons, another good game. He's a force on defense, plus he's contributed 6 points on the offensive end. And so that figures into the 25 points that the Vols have at halftime. Both teams, too many turnovers. We've got 12, they've got 17. And, you know, Rusty and I both kind of attribute that to no game since last Friday. And I think, you know, the practice schedule was disrupted all this week because of the weather and that type thing. And I think all that's really hurting both teams. You know, school, I don't know about Shelby County, but, you know, Clay County schools didn't even go back until
today.
It was today.
Yes.
So everything's been kind of out of whack, and it's caused the team's play to be out of rhythm as well. But the Volunteers out-rebounded Shelby County by 4, 21-17 that half. But I think we can look for a little bit smoother second half by both teams. And we certainly can't count on Shelby County shooting that poorly again. You know, it's just like when a team's hot one half, they probably not going to be the next, and vice versa here in this case. But another half to go in this area game tonight, and the Volunteers will be set then for the finale in the area play tomorrow night when Briarwood comes into Clay Central. But, you know, we're talking about how poorly their offense has played tonight. You know, we've missed a lot of good shots, too, as well. So, again, I look for the play to be a little bit better here in the second half.
Looks like we're about 4 minutes away from getting the second half started right here on Classic Country 90.9. We ask you to stick with us. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herring, bringing you all the Volunteer action from Shelby County, Alabama, as the Central High School of Iraq and Columbiana's Central High School of Clay County leads 25-10. The girls picked up a big victory earlier by, I think it was a 3-point victory. The Lady Vols picked up a big area win. So stick with us and come back with us here in a few minutes right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Buying a new automobile is an investment. You want to find exactly what you're looking for. At Hill Auto Sales, you're not tied down to a specific make, model, or color. If you don't see it on the lot, see Kevin Hill, Jeff Colbert, or Tim Carroll, and they'll search high and low to find the car, truck, or SUV just for you. Hill Auto Sales is located in the heart of Lineville. They're open Monday through Friday, and the website is buyfromhill.com. The phone number is 256-396-1100. Hill Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and tastes, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
You all know that Matthews Meat Market has locally raised beef, pork, and chicken. But what else do they offer? How about Schoolhouse Pizza, chicken fingers, and buffalo wings as well? Turnovers and cheesecake. Matthews also has frozen biscuits and Sister Schubert rolls. Matthews Meat Market is more than a butcher shop, located on Highway 49, just north of Lineville. Matthews Meat Market is open Monday through Saturday from 8 till 5. They're closed on Wednesdays. Matthews Meat Market is proud to be a part of the Clay Central Sports Network.
At Piggly Wiggly, we've been bringing you top quality groceries for decades. From farm fresh produce and premium meats to your favorite snacks and everyday essentials, we've got everything you need and more. Now featuring a deli filled with fresh meats and vegetables, Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lineville is your full service grocery store. Located just off the Ashland Square and on the hill in Lineville, Piggly Wiggly is truly down home, down the street. Piggly Wiggly, proud to sponsor local radio on Radio Alabama.
In business since 2012, Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network relies on the sponsorship of our listeners and local businesses. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville is one of those valuable sponsors. Experts say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and Sassy's is ready. Sassy's has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuit, and you can also add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lineville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Sassy's Convenience Store. All your food and fuel needs are at Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 Volunteer Basketball. So we come right back. Shelby County, not Sylacauga, has the basketball as we get started here with the second half. That is Reed, dribbles it back over top of the key, cut to the basket, and we're going to get a foul down there. Down close to the basket.
Looks like Caden Glenn picked that foul up.
I tell you, Coach, and I'm not saying officials, but, you know, you get different groups. Don't you get the feeling like, I know here's a three-pointer and drained. That's their way to get the back in it, is to shooting the three-pointer. And that three-pointer is up and good by the Wildcats. I think that was number four, wasn't it, Nate Byrne?
Yeah, that's his second three-pointer of this game. Well, you know, you have to adjust to officials.
But don't you think associations sometimes call different? There's a ball, three-pointer blocked. But look who it is. Calvin Simmons gets the ball and looks to put back, and he'll be fouled. And I'm not saying it's good. And actually – which I don't think you got to call it, but one of the games I felt like was the Knights that was called the best was when we played at Briarwood Christian. They'd done a really good job of, and Simmons makes the first free throw.
And I would imagine this association is probably the same ones Briarwood Christian uses.
It would make sense. I know they did use Birmingham officials. Simmons misses the second. Ball's lead doubling up right here, 23-27. There's another block by Simmons. I think that's Simmons' fifth block. And there's Gibbons lays it up and in, and the ball's up now 28-13.
Well, Simmons has certainly affected their offense, particularly the paint. And, you know, that may be one reason they're shooting so many three-pointers, is they're worried about his presence on the inside.
I actually had one of those blocks out on the three-pointer, but you're probably right, Coach. He's long and lanky and a lot of jumping and leaping ability. There's a steal by Zion Newell. Newell taking it 1-on-4 all the way to the basket. Zion's getting confidence. I'm not saying whether he should or shouldn't have taken that ball to the basket, but you can just see he's playing differently. He was a little timid coming off the bench, but he seems more confident being a starter. Sometimes that just seems to be the case for certain players.
And you know, I think the emergence of him and Calvin Simmons has kind of changed the dynamics of the Volunteer team.
And he makes his first free throw. Ball's up 29-13. I think we're matching the largest lead of the night here at 16.
And that could be to our advantage going to the area tournament.
And he made them both, 30-13. And we've got a foul called on he called that on Kevin Cherry on the blockout.
Well, he signaled number two.
And Shelby County's getting the basketball, so.
Unusual call there.
Vols lead 30-13 here. There's a ball lobbed up, and Zion Newell with a steal. Newell, good pass down to Simmons. Simmons' basket does not go. That's where he needs just a little bit of work, in my opinion, Coach. He tries too much to maneuver around down low. He's tall enough, jumps high enough, keep that ball high and go up at its highest point, and I don't think they can deal with him.
I agree with you. He's got to be stronger finishing the play.
And he makes that. He tries to make moves around people. When he's going to play down there, he's just got to go through
them. What you're saying is he's a finesse player instead of a power player.
Yeah. And you see bits and pieces of both, but he makes both free throws. He's very athletic, so it leans itself to doing some of those things. But with his leaping ability and length, he's able to go up through a lot of that.
And he's just like Zy, both of them playing with a lot more confidence.
There's a steal by Kevin Cherry.
Now we've got a 2-on-1.
Cherry, a pull up and shoot the jumper, and it's no good. Rebound. There's Soap Gibbons. Gibbons leans in, gets a little separation, passes it across, and Cherry will lay it up and in, and he's fouled. Number 0, the foul, Andres McGinnis.
McGinnis has picked up 2 quick fouls here.
And the Vols are extending that lead all the way up to 34-13, leading by 21 here.
Yeah, we're coming out playing a much better here in the third quarter, but they are still struggling.
You know, come out and they hit an early three, Coach, and other than that, they've just been kind of stagnant.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's all they've got. It's that 1 3-point basket.
Cherry lines up and drains the free throw. We're shooting pretty good from a free throw line here in this second half, too.
6 for 6.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Which means we'll miss the next one.
Means I shouldn't have said anything about it. There's a pass across court. Ryan Sipes. Sipes kicks it down to number 12, Mfinger. His shot doesn't go. That is Soap Gibbons on the rebound. Over to Zion Newell, open three-pointer. Newell's three-pointer in and out. Rebound Cherry, but Cherry's going to be fouled. He's going to be held by number 4, Nate Byrne. 34-13, Vols lead. 35-13.
That's, according to what I've got, that's 5 fouls this quarter.
And hey, they heard you, Coach.
And
they're going to send Cherry to the line shooting, too.
I think the guy at the scores table is listening as he keeps the book there.
He's got good ears, doesn't he? 35-13, Cherry misses the first. There it is, Coach.
Well, we knew that was coming. Now we can start another streak.
And he makes the first, the second. I tell you what, 5:45 left in the third. They got, we can take it to them here and get to the free throw line a lot here. There's a good pass down low to Enfinger, and he lays it up and in for the Wildcats.
Enfinger with two field goals now this game.
Caden Glenn with the basketball on the right wing. Glenn over to Soap Gibbons, back down to Kevin Cherry at the free throw line, back out to Glenn. Glenn picks up his dribble and just a wild pass.
That was a poor pass. He floated it across the floor.
That's a couple of those for Glenn. Not accustomed to seeing him make those pipe passes. Down to Kevin Cherry. Cherry back out. Looks down low to Simmons. Simmons kicks it out to Newell. Newell. But, and Coach Josh Giddens is going to call a timeout. So he had us kind of pinned to the side. He's going to take a 30-second. We'll take 30-second with him right here on this Poultry South timeout right here on Classic Country 90.9.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. Volunteers up 36-15, 4:55 to go here in the third. Over to Soap Gibbons. Gibbons turns it over. Back over to number four, Nate Byrne. He gets another three-pointer up, but it's no good. And there he is, Simmons down for the rebound.
Racking up the rebounds in this game.
Rebounds and blocks and some points as we force the ball down to Kevin Cherry, and we're going to get a tie up down there. Thought that was a little late call on the tie up. Ball will stay with the Volunteers. Possession there in their favor. 4:30 to go in the third. Vols lead 36-15. They look to get the ball down low, and it's stolen away there by Sutton Reed. Reed over to McGinnis. McGinnis over to Enfinger. Back down to Enfinger at the basket. Good ball movement from the Wildcats, and they lay it up and in.
Yeah, that was a good offensive set they just ran there. Enfinger with three baskets now in the game.
There's Zion Newell. Drives down. He stops. Kicks it back out to Soap Gibbons. Gibbons, jump stop, and throws it away.
You know, we might be better off, get a little more mileage if we would flash Cherry to that high post instead of setting him there, lining him up there. I think we could flash him in there and get the ball to him easier.
Here's the Wildcats with the basketball. Ball stolen away by Gibbons. And Gibbons loses it back out to LaDamian Boyd. Drive to the basket. Runner up and good by number five, Damari Whetstone.
Good dish there to Whetstone for that basket.
There's a pass almost stolen away by Kevin Cherry, and he couldn't handle it. As he cut in front of the pass but couldn't gather it up. Vols lead 38-17, 3:30. I tell you, it seemed like that first half flew by, but just we got the brakes on in this period. Mercy brakes hung up, I think. 3:26 to go. Or does it just seem that way? Does it seem that way to you, Coach?
I don't know. I thought it was moving pretty good.
Okay.
You know, that reminds
right
me
now
one
it's
time.
Not moving at all.
One time I left, I had my emergency brake on in my truck and forgot to take it off and drove a block with it on.
Yeah, I've driven a little farther than that, but it. You think something, this thing just don't have the power it should. Something's not exactly right here. There's a ball thrown away. Soap Gibbons comes out with it. Gibbons. And there's going to be a charge.
Well, he had a 3-on-1 there.
And he attacked the one defender, which is the right deal, but you've got to make sure you don't
guard. Well, if he pulls up, that defender's going to pull with him, and then he can dish it to either one of those guys.
He just was a little bit late to pull up.
I count that as a turnover.
I think that is considered a turnover.
It is, an offensive foul.
And all the way to the baskets, McGinnis, and Lee lays it up and in. Vols don't need to go to sleep. They still got a big lead here, but Wildcats starting to get things going offensively.
Yeah, they cut it from 23 down to 19.
Vols lead 38-19. And we're going to get called for another offensive foul. And that's on Kevin Cherry.
Cherry kind of jockeying around in there for position. He's frustrated.
And he'll get a trip to the bench, and Caden Glenn will come in.
He also picked up his third foul.
they throw it in to McGinnis, and he's trying to tightrope the baseline and finally just kind of patted his toes there for the travel.
For travel.
Strange looking sequence there. Ball's inbounded over to, they look down low, that's LaDamian Boyd. LaDamian goes up, does not go. There's a ball thrown way out of bounds, but it's last touched by the Volunteers.
We've got Reed checking back in. He's a three-point shooter for the Cats.
We get a technical foul call there?
Well, we've got something. LaDamian Boyd got into it there for some reason.
With McGinnis, and we got a technical foul called. But I think it's called on, is it called on LaDamian?
I think
it is.
He's signal number three. Or is, there should be
it may be throw. On their number three. Something should happen.
Well, if it's a technical foul, there's got to be free throws. And right now, there's no free throws.
And there's going to be a full timeout. Coach Josh Giddens is going to ask for an explanation. Maybe we'll have one when we come back. Volunteers lead 38-19, 2:31 to go here in the third. You're listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
You all know that Matthews Meat Market has locally raised beef, pork, and chicken. But what else do they offer? How about Schoolhouse Pizza, chicken fingers, and buffalo wings as well? Turnovers and cheesecake. Matthews also has frozen biscuits and Sister Schubert rolls. Matthews Meat Market is more than a butcher shop, located on Highway 49, just north of Lineville. Matthews Meat Market is open Monday through Saturday from 8 till 5. They're closed on Wednesdays. Matthews Meat Market is proud to be a part of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
We welcome you back. We're still confused. I guess they called a common foul, but there's another one.
Well, if it was,
they should have shot free throws for five fouls, but now they will as we get a foul. Was that on Damari Whetstone? I believe it was. That's going to send number four, Nate Byrne, to the line shooting two. And he makes the first. 38-20, that lead kind of slowly shrinking, Coach.
You know, that's only the fifth free throw they've shot this game. Number six coming up.
And he makes the second.
Which tells you where their shots are coming from because they're not getting fouled.
Yeah, you're right.
Shooting those threes.
38-20. Vols lead by 18. I think they led by as many as 23. over. There's a Caden Glenn throws another one. Caden Glenn struggling a little bit with his passes tonight.
He's having trouble making connections on his passes.
That one connected up there to the wall. 9 turnovers for the Volunteers just in this quarter. That's the reason things are going slow. There was a time, but I saw what's being done by now. There, a while ago, as fast as things were going. There's a turnover by the Wildcats. Whetstone comes out with it. Over to Caden Glenn. Back. Soap Givens out of the game right now. Down to Whetstone. Whetstone. Right now, the Wildcats trying to keep everything out from down low, which is opening the outside shot. But the Vols hadn't taken advantage of that outside shot much here in the second half.
No, we've got Trendon Glenn working down in the low post area now.
There's Caden Glenn, fires up the three. Rebound goes to Whetstone. Whetstone passes it out to Zy Newell, and Zy Newell. Did we get a? He's fouled. Newell is fouled and go to the line shooting two.
Sipes picks up that foul for the Wildcats.
Newell will be shooting two. 1:26 to go here in the third. Ball's late 38-20 right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, and that one rattles around and falls in. And Coach Chris here and over here helping us. Done a great job on the play-by-play of the girls' game. He might want to do that a little more, Coach, you think? I enjoyed listening to him as I was hustling around. He made them both. Zy's really – how many points that give Zy, Coach?
Well, he's 4-for-4 at the line, and he has 2 3-pointers.
So that's 10 points either way you look at it, right?
Well, I didn't want to say how many it was because I couldn't get those figures in my head.
Double digits here for Zy Newell. Maybe the leading scorer. I don't know. Down to the Wildcats, down low. That shot partially blocked, tipped around. Braxton Young comes up with it. And Zy Newell going to get a chance to add to that total.
Braxton Young made a great pass right there.
105 to go here in the third. Vols looking to add to this 19-point lead here, 39-20.
I don't – Zy's 4-for-4. I don't know if I should say anything about these two.
Well, you'd kind of already said it, so I was thinking, look at there, old Zy, little drains the first.
But the hex is still on. It's already been mentioned.
And he made them both.
Zy's playing with a different. He's using the different
got a
book.
New, got us a new player in there. That is going to be Bryce Jordan. Entered
sure
the game
is.
For the Volunteers. Jordan, no B team game today, so Bryce is dressed out with a varsity. Good to see Bryce getting here. It's probably his first ever varsity action. Bryce.
I wonder what he thought when Coach Giddens called him to get in.
It took him a minute to get off. like he might have been stuck to the seat there for a second, but good to see Bryce out there getting some reps here with the varsity. There's a shot up, no good. Rebound goes to Kevin Cherry on the weak side.
Now the Vols can run this down for the final shot if they choose to do so.
Jordan with the ball on the right wing. Over to Braxton Young. Young shot up and good. They didn't run it down, but they
Braxton had other ideas.
Clock's 5 seconds. There's a travel. Vols will have a chance to shoot the final shot. After all, with 2.4, Sipes just walked before he put it on the floor.
Well, he knew the clock was running down. He was trying to get in position, but too big of a hurry.
Bryce looks to lob it all the way down to Trendon Glenn. And I don't know what Trendon's trying to do. Tap it out. I don't think he realized the time.
To keep it away from him.
But the Vols will go into the fourth with a 23-point lead, 43-20. We'll take a break and come back right here on Classic Country 90.9. Volunteer basketballs, the Vols are taking on the Shelby County Wildcats in Columbiana.
Legal troubles got you down? Whether it's a DUI, a divorce, juvenile matters, real estate closings, civil lawsuits, or estate planning, the Law Office of Tyler Sims brings experience, compassion, and results to your legal battles, helping you navigate life's toughest challenges. Phone 256-396-2182 or online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Honey's Cafe. Your favorite Southern style cooking is at Honey's Cafe in Lineville.
We welcome you back here, Coach. You got some stats to share with us from the third.
Well, we saw a 19-11 scoring advantage that quarter for the Volunteers. The turnovers, Volunteers had more that time than the 9-7 in turnovers. We still having a pretty good lead on rebounding for the game.
There's a Wildcat runner is up and good by number 23, Duncan Tyson. Volunteers still lead 43-22.
Tyson's first field goal since early in the game, back in the first quarter.
Kevin Cherry with the basketball over to Soap Gibbons. Back over to Zion Ewell. Simmons throws it away, but it's going to be touched by a Wildcat.
But, you know, when you enter the fourth quarter and your opponent only has 22 points, you've done some good things.
Over to Caden Glenn. Ball's looking to run some clock, you can tell, being really patient here with the basketball.
Yeah, over. I mean, there's no need to play speed up here.
I almost throw it away, and Zion Ewell saves it into Caden Glenn. Back over, and we've open look here for Caden Glenn, and it does not go. But guess who gets the rebound?
Another offensive rebound.
You got to shoot that, and he drains it. Coach, they left him wide open at the top of the key. Glenn thought twice about shooting it, but finally drained it. He needed that one. That's a big shot there by Glenn.
He did. That's his first three of the night.
46-22 Volunteers lead here, looking to pick up another big area of victory. There's Reed, three-pointer on the opposite end. Rebound goes to Zion Ewell.
Now we can run some more clock.
Ewell over to Soap Gibbons. Gibbons with a drive down in and lane, back out to Kevin Cherry. Cherry back out to Soap Gibbons. Gibbons fires up a three-pointer. And the ball's last touch. It goes out of bounds, but Duncan Tyson of the Wildcats touches it. Vols lead by 24 here. End to Zion Ewell, back over to Caden Glenn. Back over to Soap Gibbons. Over to Zion Ewell from a free throw line. That shot, jumper is short. Rebound goes to the Wildcats. That's McGinnis. Over to number 15, Garner. Garner shot no good. Rebound Zion Ewell.
Well, this game's really going south right now for Shelby County.
Balls behind the back pass there to Soap Gibbons over to Caden Glenn in the corner. Down to Newell. Newell's runner up. Bounds around and finds its way in the net. And I think Newell's got 13. 48-22 Volunteers lead. Newell having a big night.
14's what he's got.
Okay. That's even better. Looked like a travel there, but they're going to say that there was a bobble of the basketball. Well, if that's so, you can juggle it all the way down the court. There's a three-pointer up and good. I mean, no good by Sipes, I meant.
He's starting to see things.
Well, I saw it that way, but my mouth said something different, Coach. You ever have that problem?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was just that I had a birthday today. You get a little older, you know. I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, it is. Old age gets you in different ways.
There's the Wildcats with the basketball and a 26-point lead, and there's a charge taken by Soap Gibbons, and I think that's McGinnis divvying it out.
So how old are you today, Rusty?
I'm the ball scorer right now.
48.
2 good years left.
But you feel like the Wildcat scorer, 22.
No, I feel like our score and the Wildcat score put together. That's what I feel like, Coach. Can you tell me how that feels?
Well, I'll tell you this. You can add those two scores together.
It still ain't
matching. And you still don't have my age.
LaDamian Boyd out to Calvin Simmons. Back over to LaDamian. I tell that spinning Whetstone's doing down there in the lane. And there we looked to get it to LaDamian Boyd, and he just wasn't ready for the pass. Coach Heron shares with us the first turnover of the quarter. And we're 4:17 to go.
When's the last time we went almost 4 minutes without a turnover?
It sure wasn't in this game, was it? There's a ball deflected out of bounds on the inbound play.
Well, you know.
Actually, there's a foul called.
Number
15, so, that'll be Isaiah Garner. It's on the Wildcats.
When you get in a game like this and you get to this stage of it, you lose your mental edge.
Cherry had a steal and went to lay it in, and he was fouled. He makes the first. I think he was looking on the other end of the court, Coach.
Yeah.
Kind of an odd look as Cherry got the steal on the inbound play. Made them both.
And we've got Jordan checking back in.
Boy, 2 more points. You know what would happen? We're up 50-22. We may not get that into the score that often, but here's one of those points where we do. There's a shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound. Balls have got it out to Bryce Jordan. Jordan over to Braxton Young. About to enter the bench here, it looks like. And there's going to be a foul. Trenton Glenn had the basketball. He's fouled on the pass.
Foul goes on number 1, Killingsworth.
Carter Killingsworth called for that foul. We see Braden Sprayberry. I need some other of these numbers. I'm doing the best I can, but got a couple other substitutions I don't have a name for. I apologize. There's an open look by one of them. It's up, no good. Put back, no good. 2 good looks at it. Neither go.
Now, these guys are up from the JV team.
They didn't get to play their regular game today, so good to see them getting in this game. They'll be back in action tomorrow against Sylacauga, I guess. I mean, against Briarwood, I should say.
And by the way, we've got 4 games tomorrow.
The girls.
Junior varsity
starts JV. At 3:30. Is that right?
That's right. JV girls at 3:30. And then 4 straight games for anybody that can't get enough basketball.
Well, we got a timeout. If they can't get enough, let's give them a break and let them catch their breath. Okay. Right here, we'll take this timeout right here. The Poacher South timeout. You're listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga, located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, serve Clay, Tallapoosa, Talladega, and Coosa counties, as well as the entire Coosa Valley. The dealerships provide a range of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Honda, Nissan, and Ford models, backed by the Sarah Promise. The Sarah Promise includes a commitment to quality service and a lifetime powertrain warranty on vehicles. Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga. Inventory and information about the Sarah Promise online at Sarah280.com.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9, and we've got a foul by the Volunteers that will send Shelby County. It's number 12. Sorry about that, Coach.
That's all right.
Caleb Infinger to the line shooting two.
Who was the foul on?
I don't know.
32.
Number 32 for the ball. 22?
22.
What did he just call then? Call us for a lane?
Lane violation.
Called them for a lane violation. He didn't even ever shoot the ball on the second shot, did he?
Somebody either came in or went out on the, of the lane.
They get it in to Braden Sprayberry, and it's stolen away. Out to number 20. That shot is up and good. That's William Shelton drains the three. And the Vols are going to turn it over on the other side.
Well, this young group struggling against that pressure. Two consecutive turnovers.
2:53 to go.
They're seeing a game right now being played at a different speed than what they're used to.
You're right. There's a shot up and good. Is that Portis? Donovan Portis. There's Braden Sprayway with the basketball, and he's going to be fouled.
That foul on number 20, William Shelton.
2:40 to go. Vols going to pick up another big area win here. What's that make their record in area play? Two losses and 4-2?
No,
3-2 with one more area game to play.
We'll play six. We'll have played six after tomorrow. Another turnover.
Call us for the travel?
I think so. This group's really struggling against the full court.
Slid his foot there on trying to get the ball inbound. 2:30 to go in the game.
Trendon Glenn is out there with these four guys.
These are good reps for these guys, though, for sure. And they're going to call the Volunteers for a foul. It's not good for the clock running, but it's good for everything else. 2:18 to go. Vols will lead 50-27. They will be hosting, Coach. We were mentioning it a while ago. The Vols will be hosting Briarwood and JV B-team girls at 3:30, followed by the boys,
JV,
then girls varsity.
I'll have to be there tomorrow at 3:30 to see that first game.
That's good for you. See your granddaughter.
I guess maybe hot dogs for supper.
Sounds like it, Coach. Maybe a little popcorn.
Yeah.
Nacho wouldn't be bad. You can see what that's all about. You never get to partake in that like those. You might want to dabble in that.
I'm going to sit with Ricky down at the table.
And help him eat his nachos.
I'm going to go with hot dogs and nachos.
There's a ball lost out of bounds by the Wildcats. 1:58 to go. Vols lead 50-27 here. Listen,
somebody Southern just Union tuning State in. What would they think they were listening to?
They would probably be confused. Braden Sprayberry with a jumper, and it's good.
He's got him a basket, a varsity field goal.
52-27. There's a three-pointer up. I was fixing to say he had a block, but now I think he got a foul.
Yeah, he's got a varsity foul now.
Well, you got to get on in the column there somehow. He's got on the score now. He's just wanting to get a little bit of everything. That's number 20, William Shelton at the line shooting two, and he makes the first. 1:35 to go. Vols lead 52-28 here. As the boys and the girls are going to pick up. You know, this is a game that was moved from Tuesday night due to the weather. He misses the second, which puts the Vols playing back-to-back nights in area play. There's a jump ball situation.
Well, one good thing, you know, the people that are going to play a lot tomorrow basically only play in three quarters tonight.
Which is, and I think we're getting a timeout here with 1:25 to go. We are. We're getting a poacher's half timeout. Let's take it with them right here on Classic Country. 90.9 Volunteer Basketball's Volunteers lead Shelby County 52-28.
Classic Country 90.9 relies on the support from area businesses like Honey's Cafe, formerly Miss Anita's Family Restaurant. Honey's offers a daily hot bar featuring Southern-style cooking. They feature a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and catfish, as well as chicken and shrimp plates. They offer catering services and a large dining room for special events. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 until 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe, 60 Park South in Lineville.
As you travel throughout the area, there's a good chance you'll get behind the car, truck, or SUV that has a Hill Auto Sales sticker on the back. For more than 10 years, Hill Auto Sales has been providing the people of this area with a great selection of all makes and models. Hill Auto Sales offers personal service with guys that have years of experience working with the people in our community. Hill Auto Sales is located in the heart of Lineville, and they're open Monday through Friday. The website is buyfromhill.com, and the phone number is 256-396-1100. Hill Auto Sales, proud sponsor of Classic Country. 90.9.
We welcome you back here. Volunteers with a basketball break. Fairberry shot high off the backboard. No good. Rebound goes to Shelby County. Cross over into the corner, and it's lost and turned over. Carter Killingsworth could not handle it over there in the corner. 1:10 to go. Vols lead 52-28. Ball's inbounded, and we get a foul. Is that going to send us to the line? That's going to put, and I apologize, number 14 is going to go to the line shooting two. And I just don't have a name for him.
Well, you know, we weren't ever notified about these additions for this game today, so we'll have them next time.
First free throw rolls around and rolls in.
And 53-20. He had nobody to give him five.
No, yeah, there's nobody down there as they got everybody backed out of the lane. He's looking for somebody. Got to give Ira the five there. He misses the second and almost causes a turnover in the backcourt. Wildcats with a basketball. Open look from the corner is no good. Putback's blocked. That shot's blocked. Couple blocks down there by the balls, but Shelby County still has the basketball. 45 seconds to go. That one banks no good. Putback blocked again by Sprayberry.
A lot of action going on.
And now
right
we've
there.
Got a foul called, and I think that's going to put Sprayberry on the line shooting too. Clock still running.
Good.
Yeah, and it's still running.
Wonder why.
Look at the score.
It's just 25, though, right? Braden Sprayberry with an open three-point look. That doesn't go. Hey, we're not arguing about it.
No.
Open three-point look for Shelby County is up. No good. 5 seconds. They're looking to get a final shot off of Shelby County, and they do. It doesn't go. And the Volunteers pick up a big 53-28 victory as they win in boys and girls action. We're going to step away, total up some stats, come back right here on Classic Country 90.9 and the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network, share some stats, and get ready to cut out of here, and we'll get ready for tomorrow night's game right here on Classic Country 90.9.
It's a new year with new goals and plenty of New Year's resolutions. It's a great time to take a look at your monthly expenses and just do a reset. First Capital Insurance in Lineville could be a great place to start. First Capital Insurance works with several insurance companies to find the plan that fits your needs and your budget. The phone number for First Capital Insurance is 256-396-2131, and they're located at 575 College Street in Lineville. First Capital Insurance is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. This is the Marvel City Urology Post-Game Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here on Classic Country 90.9 for volunteer basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Williams, Coach Chris Aaron. Share some stats, Coach. Vols pick up a big 53-28 victory over the Shelby County Wildcats.
Well, a nice area win tonight, and the only negative I can see coming out of this game, the Volunteers did commit 26 turnovers. They forced 29, and, you know, a lot of times you can get caught up in the flow of a game and play kind of to the level of your competition, and that may be what we witnessed here tonight as the Volunteers got into a slop match with Shelby County. But anytime you win by the margin we did, then you've had a good game. We held them to only 28 points. They only had 10 at the half and then 18 the second half. So we played pretty good defense, and we beat them pretty good on the boards too as well. So scoring-wise, good balance. Only one double-figure score for the Volunteers. I Newell, 14 points tonight, and had six of those from the free throw line. So Zy with a good game, and then we talked about the balance. Calvin Simmons had nine, and he was a force on the defensive end and on the boards as well. Kevin Cherry, 8 points. And then we had a couple of guys with five, Caden Glenn and Braxton Young, and Damari Whetstone chipped in with four. No double-figure scores for Shelby County. Their leading scorer was Nate Byrne with 8 points, and Kaylin Enfinger was six, and that was about it offensively for the Wildcats tonight. So an area win. Now the Volunteers will head home and get ready for Briarwood Christian to come in tomorrow night in the final area game of the season.
Coach, we'd like to share. We'll be expecting to go on the air around 5:30 to 6 o'clock. It'll fluctuate depending on how fast those other earlier games go. But that's kind of the projection. So be looking for us. If you can't make it, we hope you make it out to Volunteer Gymnasium tomorrow. But if you cannot, you can obviously catch us right here on Classic Country 90.9. We'll also should have the live feed on YouTube and Facebook tomorrow as well. So multiple ways to listen and follow along, always, as always, on the Radio Alabama app. There, look up the Radio Alabama. You know, you need to get that app there or look online. So many different ways to listen and follow along to Volunteer Basketball, as we'll be back on the air tomorrow night as the Volunteers will be hosting Briarwood in a big area matchup, a chance that really has a big could have a big outcome for the boys and the girls teams, but boys and girls picking up big victories tonight in Shelby County down in Columbiana over the Shelby County Wildcats in area play. Until next time, this is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Williams, Coach Chris Aaron. God bless and go Vols.
been listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network, presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Penhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.